Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, I want to get to your stuff, but really quick, we did make a trip to Trader Joe's over the weekend.
Ooh,
gosh,
it.
I am a Trader Ho, man. I love that place. There's so much good stuff, and there's so much just tossing in the cart. Like, you just don't care. Money doesn't matter when you're a Trader Ho.
No,
you just tossing it in. Two things I've discovered. They've got these pretzel sticks there that I can sit down and eat the entire bag. They're like a honey pretzel stick, and they're big and thick. And
Are they the twisty ones?
Nope, they're just a stick. And we bought three bags of them because Jeremy's got a problem.
Because one of them's for you. Exactly.
No, all three are for me.
Oh, they're all for you.
Actually, two of them right
really
now are for me.
Problem.
And I bought one for later on when we take a road trip next month. So just to tuck back if it lasts that long. The other thing, I showed you a picture of this off the air. It's the Trader Joe chocolate covered wafer cookie. You're a chocolate covered wafer cookie.
Sometimes I wish.
With peanut butter filling. So it's the wafer cookie, peanut butter inside, and then dipped in chocolate.
Yum.
And
what?
I am a Trader Ho for that.
I bet.
I bought four of them.
The things you'll
Jeez,
do for that.
Man.
They were a dollar. I was like, give me four. I wanted five, but Nicole's like, no, you need to put one back. You can only have four. That's all you get. Yeah. So anyway.
Really quick.
Those are the two.
Can I say one thing about ordering more than what I needed? You were talking about ordering what you wanted to order five of those wafer cookies. So over the weekend, I was I wanted to order these spicy pickle chips that I've had, and I was raving to you guys about them.
Yeah.
They're Miss Vicky's like spicy pickle chips. Yeah. I'm healthy. I had one bag over here one time cause I was hungry, but they're so good. And so I can order them, and I wanted to do like the Uber Eats like go-kart thing where they just bring it to you. And this is my first time ever using that, Jer. And I ordered what I thought was one bag off of this Uber Eats thing, and I thought it was like an 8-ounce little bag. So I was like, okay, does anybody else want, you know, I was with my family, does anybody else want a little 8-ounce snack? And they were like, yeah. So I got three. So I ordered three of them. And you know, when you order something online, you have to pay the driver and tip and all this stuff. So it was a little bit more than I thought it would be. And I'm like, okay, whatever, it is what it is. I'll just pay it. So I pay it, and about 30 minutes later, you know, they get the stuff. It comes from Costco. And I was like, oh, that's cool. They just took the little chips from Costco. I ordered three-pound bags of these spicy dill pickle
Ain't
chips.
Wrong with that.
Jeremy, when I say the bag
Costco bag
is big as my torso,
right.
So now if anybody wants any spicy pickle
chips. You need to bring some
chips,
of those in because you've been bragging about them for forever. So.
Bags are so
Massive.
Big.
It's a lot of chips.
It's a lot of so chips,
big.
Buddy.
Oh
Each
my gosh.
One is like 1.6 pounds.
It's a lot of chip
They're
action.
Huge. And I've never done that before.
I'm so thirsty.
I'm so thirsty. Salty.
So many chips.
So I have a plethora of chips in case
awesome.
You guys ever want any.
Bring little Ziploc snack bags in.
Know,
big
exactly.
Ziploc bags. Huge, actually.
Little snack bags.
That's yum.
Funny.
Oh, my gosh, it was terrible.
Well, speaking of lay around and eating all weekend, Katie, tell us about your little
That's
vacation.
That's what I did. Like, my stomach hurts today. I think maybe I went a little bit too hard on the couch and not really moving. My gosh. So anyway, but here's the thing is, 4th of July, there were so many people outside this weekend. Like, from Thursday on, the outside was full. There was just too many people out there. So that's kind of when I take my cue to be the lazy person on the couch. Like, you go ahead and play in the river. This is my cue to watch Four Seasons of Virgin River on Netflix, which is what I did. I want to give a shout out to whoever suggested that I start watching that show because, oh my gosh, hooked from the minute I started watching it. There's so many things going on in this little mountain town. First of all, I just want to say the whole premise of it is there's like a group, like a community that lives within this mountain town called Virgin River, right? Everybody in this mountain community is hot. And I'm like, that's not accurate.
I'm looking
like,
at pictures right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This
Everybody's
is not accurate.
It's a good looking cast.
I've lived in mountain towns before. That's not how it works out.
These people have all their teeth.
Exactly. That is not how
They don't
it
look
looks.
Like they're on meth.
Oh my gosh, but within like the first season of this show, we're talking twin pregnancies, we're talking
Whoa.
Gunshot wounds, we're talking, I mean, there's so many things, just twists and turns, and I'm like, this is not mountain living. People go to mountain towns to relax and have a drama-free life, and that's not what's going on in Virgin River.
Do you like Dan Brady? He looks like the guy you'd like.
Yeah, who's
you like
that?
Him? Oh, you don't Ben Holling? He's one of the cast members.
Oh, he's
members.
Ben, okay.
Oh, yeah. Ben Hollings. Okay, but okay. Hollingsworth. You like Ben?
Yeah, okay. Ben. Yeah, there's quite a few good-looking people on that show.
Who's that?
I know, right? Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
Sorry, Dan's
do.
His real name. Yeah, there we
but
go.
Yeah, I sat on my couch and I watched
How
four
many hours
seasons.
Is that? Did
there's
you add
about
it up?
No, I think there's like 10 episodes per season and they're like 40 minutes each. So
you watched
whatever
40
that is.
Episodes?
Yeah. Good times, right? I know. From
Katie.
Thursday to yesterday. And I even tried to like switch it up a little bit and watch like
1600 hours of TV.
No, wait.
There's no way.
40 episodes times 40 minutes each.
That's 40 hours.
Oh,
right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, there's. I don't think we were there
wow,
for 1600
kind of math
hours.
What are you
Hold
doing
on
a Monday? Math is hard.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's like 40 hours.
Jeez,
like 30 hours, probably, because again, it's like 40 minutes. Maybe fast forward through some of it. You know what I
you
mean?
You didn't fast forward through it.
Then I reminded a little bit, you know? So yeah, I'd say it's about 35, 40 hours of TV I watched this weekend. Sometimes you got to do that, Chair. You've got to be able to let yourself, if this is what your body's feeling, you just got to let your body
the
feel
TV
it.
The TV was literally not on for 4 days until
also,
last night when we kicked the news on. I was like, I should probably see what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
It's the only, I had the news on for maybe 20 minutes last night.
Yeah.
I did not have the TV on once.
I'm outside a lot. I do a lot of outdoor stuff, and this
are.
Is my weekend. Like, again, when everybody's outside, I go inside. I do. I'm like, I can't be out there with all of you. I tried to go in the grocery store on 4th of July to grab some stuff.
Why?
I was in there for 2 minutes, and I had to walk out. It was too much for me. I was overwhelmed. There was a beep that would not shut up, and apparently it was one of those little things that you sit in when you know, like you're just cruising through
the
grocery
cart.
Store.
The cart.
Yeah.
Like the disabled car?
Yeah.
Like somebody with disabilities.
And so it was just beeping. Oh, like it needed to be charged or something, but it was like beep, 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 okay. Over. And like I was so overwhelmed. I had to leave the grocery store. And so I knew in that moment, couch life was the life for me.
So we had
on
4 days
July
off.
Weekend.
You went into the grocery store once and then laid on the couch for the other remaining
I made dinner
time.
For Zoe and her boyfriend last night. They came over. I put some
you
clothes
had
on
four
and took a shower.
Days on the couch.
Sometimes you need
Why
that
didn't
cheer
we work?
Me.
We should have worked.
Why? No, sometimes.
No, you should have worked.
Sometimes you need. Actually, I did come into the station here on 4th of July and I got a bunch of stuff together for, you know, promotions and stuff that we have going on this week. So I actually did work a little bit. But yeah, other than that, I did not navigate. I told you once I got the internet, this was going to be a problem for me. And you guys were like, no, you need the internet. How are you living without
to
the
do
internet?
Show stuff.
I know.
My job of the hood.
You can't pick and choose what the internet gives
Virgin
you.
Virgin River.
You take it all. I'm just saying. Sometimes you need to sit on the couch for 4 days straight. It's just life.
Well, bless your heart.
Especially when you don't have any kids or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
And I was
going to
say
this. Me.
The things that you enjoy doing, you're right. It was jam-packed everywhere this weekend. And you don't want to be the kind of experienced hiker and doing all that stuff while you got the newbies out there like, well, I'm not quite sure which way this trail goes.
I was telling Josh, this to me is like when all the rookies go out for St. Patrick's Day and get drunk. Like this 4th of July hiking, that's this for me. Like you go ahead and you get lost on a trail and search and rescue's got to come rescue you on top of a mountain. I'm not going to be there for it. I'm not living
that
life.
Did you eat anything good?
I ate so much stuff.
Did you go out and see any fireworks shows? Like, did you go catch?
I did not see one firework.
Okay.
And I'm not mad about it.
What did you eat?
Fireworks.
You eat?
I know what they look
like. Fireworks are boring.
Exactly.
What did you eat?
So, let's see. The first night, gosh, now it's all just a blur.
Oh
I ate God. A lot.
That's what happens
I ate so
when you're
much
petrified
stuff.
On your couch for 4 days.
Oh, no, you know what I did?
What?
For 4th of July, I made some hot dogs in the air fryer. And I actually
Wait,
posted,
you have a hot dog hack, don't you?
Do
I saw this.
I have a hot dog hack. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at me?
So you ate on the couch hot and ate hot dogs. I'm on my health journey right now.
I ate two hot dogs.
No, she skipped the health journey
in
this
the
health,
weekend. Yeah, in the air fryer. But when you put the toppings on the bottom, it makes it so less messy. For real. Like, you don't get mustard on your face. How many times have I gotten mustard on my face?
You're at home. Who cares?
Oh, my gosh. I know, but it's still uncomfortable.
I got it on my couch.
It's still uncomfortable to have mustard on your face. So, yeah, I have a hot dog hack. And then I made bagel burgers last night.
Bagel burgers!
Those are the most amazing thing ever. You put like a quarter inch of cream cheese on that bad boy. Ooh! It's so good. And then Heinz 57 sauce, a little red onion.
Yeah. Mm. Put on your stretchy pants. And
my stomach hurts.
Get back on that greasy couch, huh?
Oh, yeah. And
you better
chips
fumigate.
And dip.
You got to fumigate this
chips
week, right?
Chips and dip are a problem for me, too. I went through a whole tub of dip.
You better be
myself.
Careful when you go outside today. The sun's going to hit you in the face. You're going to be like, ah!
Bright light!